There's a very controversial hashkafa in regard to tefillah. Many people have a view that if I daven for something and Hashem didn't fulfill my request, Hashem said no. That's their view in regard to tefillah not being fulfilled. Lanias daiti, I think it's mamish kfira. Although, in one of the art scroll books, they do bring down a story with the Panavizhar Rav, that officially he said this type of mashal of a parent responding to a child's request, and the parent sometimes, if it's not good for the kid to get that lolly, it's his eighth lolly already, so the parent says no. Officially, they bring down the Panavizhar Rav used that mashal to say, in regard to the Rabbanu Shalom responding no. I have trouble believing the actual story, and that's what he actually meant. And therefore, like you'll see from Chazal, it seems that such an idea, such a hashkafa, is literally kfira. Let's begin with a few Chazals showing what tefillah is. The first Chazal in Parshas Chukas, Rashi brings down the Meiridik Loshon of Chazal. When the Pasuk writes, Vanitzak el Hashem vayishma keilenu. Klal Yisrael was telling over to Edom their history. And they said, when we were in Mitzrayim, we cried out to Hashem and Hashem heard our voice. Rashi writes, Bibrocho shebirachnu avinu hakol kol Yaakov, with the brocho that our father gave us of hakol kol Yaakov, sheonu tsoyakim vinenen, we cry out and we're answered. And a similar nusach in Pasuk Yud Ches, this one was in Pasuk Yud Dalid. Here in Pasuk Yud Ches, Atem misgoyim mikol. We, or he's talking to them and saying, Klal Yisrael has a gaiva with their koil, shayrishchem avichem, they got as a Yerusha, an inheritance from their father. It's this kol Yaakov that we're tsoyakim vinenin. We cry out and we're answered. Seems from Chazal that we carry a true power. It's part of our inheritance that we got by being Klal Yisrael, that we have a power to cry out and get a positive response. We're answered. If the Rebbeinu Shel Olam could just say no, we carry no power. Hashem could just say no. Another Chazal, it's a Medrash Tanchuma in Parshas Vayera. Omlam HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeYisrael. The Rebbeinu Shlom tells Klal Yisrael, have a zehirim betfilah, be very careful with your davening. Shein midah acheres yofa himena, there's no other midah and power that you have that's greater than it. Afilu ein odom kedai lanois betfilosoi, velas es chesedimoi. Even if you're not worthy to be answered with your davening and do chesed to you, you're not worthy. Kivon shemispalel umarbe betachanunim ani oisa chesed imoy. Since you're davening and begging for it, you're utilizing the power of tefillah, I will do chesed with you and give you a positive response. So here's a second chazal. It doesn't sound like the option of saying no exists by the Rabbeinu Shalom. It sounds like you carry a real power. A third chazal in Tana Dveli Yohu. Oma HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kishani Roya Bnei Adam. When I see people, says Hashem, She'ein Bohem Shevach Torah. They don't have the praise of Torah by them. They're not really holding on any Madrega in Torah. Or Maisim Toivim with Maisim Toivim either. Lo B'masi Yedeihem V'lo B'masi Yedei Aviseihem. Not by them, not by their others. All they have is that they're standing there and davening to me, Ani nizkak lohem. I go ahead and respond to them and deal with what they're asking for. So the third chazal that seemed to give the same message. A fourth chazal in Medrash Tanchuma in Parshas Chayisoro. Abashol Omar. Im kivon odom es daitoi betfilo. A person who concentrates in his davening, yehei muvtach shetfilosoi nishmas. You should feel guaranteed and secure that Hashem heard your tefillah. Shenemar tochin libom takshiv oznecha. Again, here's a chazal. Guaranteed. You daven, you should feel secure and guaranteed that Hashem is giving you a positive response. The Rebbe Hashem can just ignore you and say no, like a kid who's asking for a lolly and the mother says no, then what security do you have in your davening? Hashem could just say no. A fifth chazal is a Gemara in Brachas and Daf Lamed Beis. The Gemara says, Kol ha-mayrich b'tfilosoi. Anybody who's mayrich in his davening, ein tfilosoi chayzeres reikam. His tefillah will not be turned away empty-handed. Minolon mimoshe Rabbeinu. Shenemar vespalo Hashem, I daven, uksiv basrei vayishma Hashem elai gama pamahi. The Rebbe Hashem, listen to me. So says the Gemara, that means that you have a guarantee, if you're mayrich in your tefillah will not be turned away empty-handed. You will get what you're asking for. No is not an option. And a sixth chazal is Yerushalmi and Brachas that also uses such a nusach of kol hamarbe b'tfilo nene. If you're marbe in tfilo, you get answered. What we're seeing here in these six chazals that we quoted, every yid carries a moiridika power that the Rebbeinu Shalom set up the Bria with, called Tefillah, and the way the Rebbeinu Shalom set up the world was, as if kaviyochel, if you daven, Hashem must give you a positive response. Hashem made it kaviyochel that He can't say to you no and just push you away and turn you away. And this yesoid was really one of the messages in Sefer Devarim, where Moshe Rabbeinu gave parting messages to Klal Yisrael in the last month of his life, in Parshas Veschanan. Over there, one of what Moshe Rabbeinu said was, Perek Dalet Posakei, he says, Re'ei lomadati eschem chukim mishpatim. I see that I taught to you all the laws and all the chukim that you have to know, kashetzivani Hashem elokoy, like Hashem commanded me. And Rabbi Nechaya teaches that to mean, lo yamarti dova ma'atzmi, I didn't make up anything. Nothing I ever told you was on my own. Elo mimenu hakol, everything I gave you over is all from Hashem. And the pasuk continues that one of the things he said was, ki mi goy godol, who is there a nation that's so great? Asher lo yalakim kroivim elov, that Hashem is so close to them, Kashem Elokeinu b'chol kareinu elov, like Hashem, our God, that anytime we call out, He's there for us. Says Rabbeinu Bechaya, the Taitch of the Pasuk, Romaz lonu Moshe, b'kosuv hazeh. Moshe ben Uzmiramas to them in this Pasuk, al malosom shel Yisrael, shehei mispalulim b'nenem. The Milo of a Yid, that he davens and he's guaranteed to have a positive answer. The Eben Ezra writes on this pasuk, Ki mi goy gadol, who is there a nation in the world? She yesh lo yelokim, she yekaroiv elov, that they have a God that's close to them, she yaneyu tomid b'chol asher yivakesh mimenu. Pilei plom these words. That the Pasuk is teaching you that we have a Rabbeinu Shel Olam that answers us always in everything we ask for, no exceptions. This is part of our basic relationship with Hashem, as being Bonim Atem Lashem Elokeichem, that we're children of Hashem. He's our loving Father. What that means is that He set up the Bria in a way that He gives us the opportunity to daven, and every tefillah brings positive response. There's no such thing as Hashem answering no and turning you away like the mother turns away the child from his lollipop. You know, there's an amazing story with the Bistro Salanter. Bistro Salanter, we think of him so many years ago, but really he was only Nifter in 1883. A little more than 140 years ago, not so long ago. Rabbi Shlomo Salanter was introduced to the Queen of England, Queen Victoria. She didn't have children for 30 years. So you can imagine that son that was born, what a prince he actually was. Literally, he had everything he ever wanted. His mother showered him with everything he could possibly dream of, and that he wanted, or things he probably didn't even think of, she was showering with him too. And she had, for this prince, a whole team of servants that were there helping him with everything. He didn't do anything. He'd walk into his house or the palace, and they would take off his coat for him and hang it up. He literally did nothing. Everything was being pampered and given to him. Bistro Salanter met with Queen Victoria, and at the end of the conversation, the son came up, this prince. So Salanta asked her, "What do you do if your son needs his handkerchief and he sticks his hand into his right pocket and really the handkerchief is in the left pocket? How do you protect him from that?" This is what So Salanta asked Queen Victoria. So she laughed and said, "So stick his hand in the left pocket and get his handkerchief." This is what she responded. "I can protect him and take care of him, but I'll stick his hand in the left pocket and get his handkerchief." We saw Salanta when he left the palace, with tears in his eyes, he said, "Bonim atem l'shem l'keichem, how lucky we are that our parent, our father, takes care of even that." Like the Gemara says, Beferish, what's called Yesurim? If you stick your hand in your pocket, you want a quarter, and you by mistake take out a nickel, that's Hashem giving you Yesurim. And if you don't deserve Yesurim, Hashem will make sure you take out the right coin that you want. So the Rabbeinu Shalom, our Father, protects us even in regard to the handkerchief. Yet a human being, even Queen Victoria, who's pampering this prince that was born after 30 years, she couldn't take care of that. This is what we have to realize. In our relationship with the Rabbeinu Shalom gave us a method of asking him at any time for everything we want. Anything that we want. And he'll give us a positive response. So if this is our basic emunah, comes along the million-dollar question. So why is it at times I daven for something, and many times people daven for things for years? Rechman al Tzlam, we know couples who don't have children, and people need shidduchim, people need parnasa. There are things that people are davening for so many years at times, and lamaisa, people didn't get a positive response. And that's where this kfira developed from, that people say, "Oh, Hashem can say no." That's kfira. So if it's kfira, so how do you understand what we're finding? What is the pshat in such a phenomenon that people daven and they don't seem to get a fulfillment of their request? So b'derech hakdama, let's understand as an introduction, how does tefillah function? There's a basic question that all the Rishonim and Achronim address. Tefillah really, in essence, shouldn't make any sense. Because if everything Hashem does is good, so let's say in Rachman al-Tzlan, someone has hardship in Parnassah, and he's barely able to pay any of his bills and buy basic necessities. Bottom line is, everything Hashem does is good. So for him, it's the perfect situation. So what does it mean you go daven and ask Hashem to give you parnasa? Everything is perfect. Kol ma darach malo tav ovid. Anything you're asking for, you're asking Hashem to do something that's not even good for you. What does it mean you'd go daven? How does the whole thing make sense? The whole Indian of tefillah, if the Rebbeinu Shel Olam designed everything in your life perfect for you, so what does it mean you're going to go daven and ask for panasa if the struggle of panasa is what you need, is the best thing for you? A basic question in understanding what tefillah is. This is something all the Rishonim and Achrayim address, Yitzi. You know the answer? So the emes is, if you look at the Nefesh HaChayim, who talks about this question, he says, yes, in Shar Beis, Ois Yud Aleph, he says, Be'emes yipolei, eich shayich levakesh uleschanin klal lefon of Yisborach. How could you go daven? Lahosam e'ol of tzaroi, to get rid of the pain that you're having, or yisurim that you're having. Ha'im yischanin ha'choylo, you think you'll ever see a choylo, a sick man, daven? We're not daven, but he asked. You think he'll be yischanin and ask his doctor? Shelo yashkeu asamonim, he shouldn't give me the medicine? If a sick man, the doctor's coming to give him bitter medicine, he's not going to beg him not to give the bitter medicine. He knows he needs it. That's what's best for him. And therefore, eich yishvach siach lefon of yisbarach. How do you go pour your heart in tefillah by the Rebbeinu Shel Olam? Anything you're asking for to change your matziv. One second. What you're experiencing is a retiya v'sama. It's a band-aid and medicine for your matziv of what you need in your life. And therefore, what are you asking for? How could you daven and ask to change that? So the Mefarshim answer, the Maral, the Sefer Ikrim, the Chavis HaLavavos, the Ramchal, many, many, many Svarim that talk about this Inyan, they all say one Yisoy. And it's something you have to know. When you daven and you're machni yourself and pour your heart out before Hashem, your madrega is changing. And even though before you davened, that was the best matzah for you, and that was why you're experiencing such a gzeira, but now once you daven and your madrega changes, so now you're worthy. And you need a whole new decree because the old gzeira is not worthy for you. That was for the old person who was a whole different madrega. Now you're a different person. And in Melo, you're worthy for a whole different matzav. The words of the Maral is, Tzorech shivakesh chesroinoi bedibur va'oz, when you go davin, and at that point you were not muchan lahashlam, but to have the shlemos of the thing that you're missing in life. But once you daven, oz hu muchan lekabel hashlama, then you're muchan, you appear to get what you needed. Let's say someone needs a shidduch. So in his matzav and his madrega right now, he's not worthy for the shidduch. But once he davens and pours his heart out to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam and has different kirvot lelakim, and a different level of achnoah to Hashem and his whole yachas, his whole relationship, once he davens, the reason why his tefillos are mekubal to give positive results is because you're a different person now. And you're taka worthy for something different. You're mucha lekabel that hashlama. That's what the Sefer Ikrim writes. The Lashon of Sefer Ikrim uses, toyol hatfilo sheyuchan hamispalo lekabel shefa toiv. It prepares the mispalel to be worthy to get that shefa toiv. Lios mishtane, to become a changed individual. Madrega haroya, from his bad madrega that he was on. And now that he davened, he becomes worthy to a new tishtana hachana tishtana hagzeira. You change your being, and the whole gzeira changes. This is the yisoid brought down in many many svarim of how tefillah works. If you understand that this is the mechanics of tefillah, that it changes you and now you become worthy. So we have to realize now that everything in our life, all the inyonim of whatever you need, has its criteria of how much tefillah is needed to bring it down, to be zeicha to it. It's a beferish chazal, it's a medrash rabba and veschanim. Mahu b'chol kareinu elav. What does it mean whenever we call out, Hashem is there for us? Says the Medrash, Amru Rabbonon, Yesh tfilo shenenis la'arboim yoyim. There are tfilos that will be answered after 40 days of davening. Mimi at lomad, when we learned it from Ramesha Rabbeinu. And he quotes a pasuk. Yesh tfilo shenenis l'chof yoyim. There are things that you have to daven 20 days for, and after 20 days of davening, you'll get it. Yesh tefillah shenenel gimel yom. There are things that you daven after 3 days, you'll get it. Which means Chazal is revealing to us the same way if you want to take a road trip to LA. So you drive a whole day. After 12, 18 hours of driving, if someone asks you, okay, you got anywhere? You're not going to say no. I got closer to my destination, but it's a few more days of driving. So it's not no. I advanced many, many, many hundreds of miles, and I'm that much closer to LA. It's not no, but I'm not there yet. When we are misfollowed to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, any tefillah you ever daven, your Rabbeinu Shel Olam's response is always yes. And if he didn't give it to you yet because you still have a few more miles, you didn't reach the destination yet. But it's never that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam saying no, like a mother who denies a child from that lolly, that's a no. And the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, it's yes, you just didn't get there yet. The greatest example is the story of Moshe Rabbeinu in Parshas Veschanan, where Chazal tell us the gematria of Veschanan is 515. You can do the math. And the 515 is referencing Veschanan al Hashem, that Moshe Rabbeinu davened 515 tefillos to be zoicha to get into Eretz Yisrael. He really wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael. He didn't want to be nifter in Chutz La'aretz. It was a decree, like we saw in last week's parasha, that he can't go into Eretz Yisrael. And he davened 515 times to mevatel that gzeira. And Chazal described what happened when he was davening. You have to hear these words. It's a Medrash Rabba in Seif Devarim. It's absolutely fascinating what happened when he davened. Moshe, at that moment, what was he doing? He was lovash sak, v'nis atev sak, v'nis falish ba'ofar. He went ahead and put on sackcloth and offer. V'omad b'tfilo v'tachanun l'ufnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He started begging the Rabbeinu Shel Olam to go into Eretz Yisrael. Ad she'nizdazu shamayim v'oretz v'sidrei bereishis. Until there was a trembling in the whole Shemayim Va'aretz, worse than a world earthquake. Earthquake's just over here. The Gantza Bria started trembling and shaking from his tefillah. Ma'os HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'is HaShah, what did Rabbeinu Shel Olam do? Hichriz, he called out, Kol Shar V'Shar, to every gateway of Shemayim. Shal Kol Rikia V'Rikia, V'Chol Bezdin U'Bezdin, Shalo Yikablu Tefillah Asay Shemayim, don't accept this tefillah. Don't let it be brought before me. The Gzar Din already was chal. And he had kept davening. And Ba'oysa Shor, Kodesh Baruch Hu Bahala. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam was a Bahala. like bewildered, like without a menucha. Shegovar kol hatfila klapi mailam, because his tefillah was breaking through. Bepesh tefilosoi, his tefillah was doima like a cherev, like a sword. Shekoreya v'choytech v'ena ma'akev. It was ripping through Shemayim and it couldn't have been stopped. Unbelievable lashonis. His tefillah was so powerful, kaviyochol Hashem couldn't do anything about it. The Rebbeinu Shem tried, but he wasn't able to. So what does Chazal say? Chazal tell us, the Medrash brought down, Maral Diskin brings down this Medrash, the Sharm B'Tfilah, Rosh Hashanah Pinkus brings down this Medrash. I never saw it printed actually, but it's brought down by all the Achronim, that the Rebbeinu Shloilam realized there's no option, but rather to give him a lav. Don't daven anymore. The Rebbeinu Shloilam said, Rav loch al toysif daber alai oid badover azeh. Don't talk about this anymore. And Chazal say, if he didn't listen and would have davened the 516th tefillah, he would have gotten to Eretz Yisrael. But because Moshe Rabbeinu was an Eved Nem and he listened to Hashem, Hashem told me to stop davening. Okay, I'm going to stop davening. And 515 tefillahs was almost there. He needed one more tefillah. And if he would have got one more tefillah, he would have reached his destination. He would have got to LA. But now he davened only 515 because he listened to Hashem. And the Mela, that's why he wasn't zeichah to get an Eretz Yisrael. Quite clear in these words of Chazal, this beautiful Yisoid, Hashem can't say no. If Hashem has the ability to say no, he would have told Moshe Rabbeinu no, and that's it. He didn't have the ability to say no, kaviyachol. And rather, the only thing Hashem was able to do is to tell him not to make that 516th tefillah, which was the final tefillah that would have brought him to Eretz Yisrael. And if you're thinking to yourself, which is a thought that the Yetzer Hara puts in our brains, well, that's Moshe Rabbeinu on his Madrega, and that's for the big tzaddikim. I'm just this little guy. I'm just a big Pasha Tayyid coming to Davin. So what does that mean for me? So Rav Shimshon Pinkus addresses this with a Zohar HaKadosh from this week's parasha. So let's learn some Zohar together. All right? Zohar HaKadosh and Parshas Bolo. And this Zohar HaKadosh is going to blow your mind. He brings it down with the Lashon HaKadosh, even though it's written in Aramaic. Shloisha Haim Shekosov Behem Tefillah. There are three people that the Torah wrote a Nusach of Tefillah about in a Pasuk. Echad hu Moshe, Echad hu David, and Echad hu Ani. Three people. Moshe Rabbeinu, a David HaMelech, and Ani. Tefillah leMoshe is the first example. Tefillah leMoshe Ishu leKim. Tefillah zu she'ein kamoya ba'odam acher. The Torah is bringing out a power of tefillah by a Moshe Rabbeinu Ishu leKim that there's no human being like him. Tefillah leDavid is the second example. Tefillah zu she'en kamoya b'melech acher, a tefillah that doesn't exist by any other king. And tefillah leOni is the tefillah of the simple broken man. Says the Zohar HaKadosh, me'elu hagimul mi chashuvo mikula. These three examples. Who carries the greatest power of tefillah? Is it the tefillah of Moshe, tefillah of David, or tefillah of Ani? Zok de Zoya Kadosh, havi oime tefillah of Ani. Says the Zoya Kadosh, the answer is tefillah of Ani is the most powerful tefillah. Tefillah zu koidemes. The tefillah shel Moshe, it's more powerful than Moshe Rabbeinu's davening. V'koydemes, the tefillah shel David, and it's even more powerful than David HaMelech. V'koydemes, l'chol shar tefillah sa'olam, and it's more powerful than any tefillah that exists in this world. Umau atam, and what's the reasoning? Zok the Zohar HaKadosh, Mishum shel oni hu shover lev. Someone who's an oni, any yid that's broken, he has a broken heart. The kosov and the pasuk says, karoiv Hashem lenishmrei lev. The Rabbeinu Shlom is the closest to people with a broken heart. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makshiv v'shoymeya dvorov. The Rabbeinu Shlom listens carefully to his words. And therefore, kiva shel oni hispalo, when an oni davens, and oni doesn't have to mean you're actually poor in money. Poor means in any inyan that you're broken and poor about. When an oni davens, poiseches kol chaloinu sarikia. All the windows and gates of Shemayim open up. So a gevaldik a kabbalah of his tefillah straight to the kisei hakavod when he davens. So this is a moiridik yisoid that we're seeing. That in truth, this chazal about the 515 tefillahs of Moshe Rabbeinu that trembled and shook the ganze maase bereishis, every yid carries this power. It's not just about Moshe Rabbeinu. I want to share with you an incredible story. This happened with the Ribnitz Rebbe. The Ribnitz Rebbe was known for his gevaldika, maifsim, and nisim. He was mamash a himmeldika yid. We don't know the levels of connection that he had in Shemayim was beyond human comprehension, although he was a nifter so many years ago. So he had a hanhaga that he only davened with a minyan that all 10 mispalulim didn't daven yet. Which means in halacha, like we all know, let's say many times in Meir for sure, people do it. If you have 6 mispalulim, so even if the other 4 already davened Meiriv, they could sit in and may help you with your minyan, and that's considered a minyan. As long as 6 are davening. 6 out of the 10 is enough. The Ribbitz Rebbe was makbid to make sure he had 10 people that weren't misfalim. Came one night, Meiriv, and they only had 9 people in his base medrash. And it was time to daven. And they're waiting around, no one's coming in. So his gabbai goes out to go find a 10th man to make the minyan. So he's walking down the street, and he sees a teenager across the street. This teenager was dressed in jeans, sneakers, a hoodie, you know, we know what he looked like. But Maisi is Jewish. So he went over to him, he said, did you daven Meiriv yet? So he thought to himself and he said, no. And he brought him in. He came and joined him for the minyan. The Ribnitz Rebbe is in the front, finishing his achanos, and they're about to start. And all of a sudden, the Ribnitz Rebbe turns around and says, is someone here who daven Meiriv already? He felt something was wrong. And it's quiet. There's someone here who davened already. And all of a sudden the teenager said, yeah, I davened already. So the gabbai runs out of the shul because he needed another 10th man. And right away, there was someone right there and he brought him in and they had a 10th man and they had davening. After davening, the Ribnitz Rebbe went over to this teenager who sat there anyway and said to him, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to call you out and single you out like that in front of everybody. But I just sensed something was wrong, so I had to just find out because it just couldn't daven. I almost apologize. So, with tears in his eyes, the teenager looks at him and says, singled out? This was the most meaningful moment in my life. The Ribnitz Rebbe looked at him and said, what does that mean? I almost embarrassed him in public. He said, when the gabbai asked me if I davened already, I knew I davened already. I knew I did. But, you know, Shkia was a chveis at 5 o'clock, the sunset, and I was going out with my friends. So before I went out with my friends, about 6 o'clock, I just took out a sitter and I quickly davened. You can imagine how many words I skipped and what that davening was like. I didn't really daven. So that's why he asked if I daven. I said no, because I didn't really daven. And now you're telling me that Shemayim accepted my tefillah and they felt that I did daven. And that's why you sense someone here did daven. You don't understand, it's the most meaningful moment in my life. I always thought what type of davening you have to daven for Shemayim to recognize it. And now I realize that quasi davening, skipping most of the words, quickly ripping through it, I wasn't even with a minion, and yet I see Shemayim recognized it. You see the power of a tefillah, of even the most simple yid, like me. This is what he told the Rebbe Tzur Rebbe. This is the Mayridika message that the Zohar HaKadosh is teaching us also. A tefillah la'ani, better than Moshe Rabbeinu, better than David HaMelech, a simple yid who's missing something and feels broken. And he feels like an ani, that he needs something so badly, and he pours his heart before the Rabbeinu Shloim. That's a tremendous power of davening, more than any other tefillahs that exist in this world. Because in truth, we don't realize when we daven, it's not really us that are just going ahead and davening. Me feeling like a little guy in 2025 just going ahead and thinking that my tefillah is going to reach the Kisei HaKavod. That's not really what it is. Rav Shapinkis brings down in Shar Chiloi, in the Sefer Shar B'Tefillah, based on the Gemara and Brachas on Chavav, Avram Tikkun Tfilas Shachris, Yitzchok Tikkun Tfilas Mincha, Yaakov Tikkun Tfilas Arvis. You know what Chazal is telling us? Hainu, Shekashem Ispalal Odom Tfilas Shachris. When you get up and come to Shachris, Hare Poyel Hu Be'ezras Koyche Shel Avram Avinu. When you get up and daven a Shachris, you're not davening yourself in 2025 a Shachris. You're davening on the shoulders and the koyach of Avram Avinu. The koyach avos milo isoy vestfilosoy lam in the front of Yisbarach. And the koyach of avos of Avram is bringing you tefillos to Kisei HaKavod. And so to a mincha, and so to a mayriv, a Yitzchak Avinu, a Yaakov Avinu. V'chein nusach ha-tefillah, and even the text that we daven, we have a sinner. Niskanai de'anchei knesak doylo. Anshekhetz HaGadoyla with Nevuah, they created these words that I'm saying. We don't realize how powerful the tefillah is, the siddur that we hold in our hands. And he brings down a gevaldika mashal. He says, imagine you have a huge brick wall of cinder blocks, and you want to knock down this wall. So he says, you know, someone, simply what you do is, in those days for sure, I remember these things, they used to have these like cranes with these huge metal balls, and the ball would hit they'd swing it, and the ball would hit the wall. Hazoyre kader barzel achoyma betzura lapila. You want to knock down this wall with this iron ball. Harivada itzorach koiches atzumen. To knock down such a cinder block wall, it's not simple. Kadesh yuchu lahapal achoyma, it's not simple to knock down that wall with that ball. It's a major wall. But if you put some dynamite in it, one little hitting, and all of a sudden the whole wall crumbles down. Like we saw the IDF in Gaza. These cinder block walls in a second. So says Rav Shimshon Pinkus, who brought this mashal, when you're davening, you're not just davening with your simple being of who you are. Zeu inyan atfilas akvuos shenitnu behem aviseinu v'adrik as a gedola koyach noira. They put a tremendous power in our tefillah. Shemespalu tefillas elu with this nusach that we have. Hari mapul choymis gedolos. You're knocking down walls and barriers and mechitzas that are mafsik between you and Hashem. They get all crumbling because of the power that you're standing on the shoulders of Avram Avinu, Yitzchak Avinu, and Yaakov Avinu. This is the power that a simple yid carries.
So let's be honest. If we really have emunah in the koyach of tefillah that you carry, we would be a whole different person in regard to davening. Most of the reason why we're lax in our davening, in coming on time, in being there every day, and everything, the whole tzura of making sure every part of davening, of psuka de zimra, ashrei by mincha, everything, the reason why we're lax is because we don't really believe we have a power. Imagine if you really believed that anything you need in your life, you carry a koyach and a power of davening, that I can change anything. I can get anything I ever need. I can change the situation that I'm in. I can reach the goal that I have because I have a power of davening. You'd wake up in the morning and you jump out of bed because you know today by Shachris I'm changing my life. And you really believe I'm getting up to change my life today. And you put in a real davening with a Pesukah de Zimro and the whole Tzura of the Gansa davening because I want to change this area. You'd go with a whole different mindset. And Taka, the tefillah will have a great power to change things. But we don't really have the emunah in the power of our davening. This thing, this inyan of koyach ha-tefillah is so confusing by us. We don't really believe it. And this is the yesod that we have to realize. Like that pasuk in Parashas Chukas. Vanitzak al Hashem vayishma kelenu. That we're mizgoyim, we have a gaiva, to walk around with a gaiva, with this Yerusha that we have, sha'anu tzoyakim benenin, that we're able to cry out and get an answer. You know, people get so caught up in segulas. People, segulas is something, oh, that I connect to, you know, because it's easier than davening. Davening taka takes koiches. You have to pour your heart out with hachno. A segula is easy. You call on the phone, you give money to this, you do that, whatever it is. Segulas are easy things to do. We don't realize the greatest segula and the more powerful than any segula is the davening. The power of davening is greater than any segulas. There was a joke going around on Lag BaOmer, and everybody runs to Meron, to Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, because it's such a great segula to go there and daven by Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. So there was a message going around. Remember, you're not davening to Rav Shimon. Rather, we're davening that Rav Shimon should take our tefillahs up to Rav Shailah. This is the joke. Because Rav Shailah, this joke, as great as the joke is, it's sadly true. Many of us believe so. We don't realize the power of tefillah that you actually have. And everything's just segulas and segulas. The Mishnah and the Avos. And we'll end with this. In Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yud Daled, the Mishnah says, Chavivim Yisrael shenikru bonim la'mokoim. A Yid is chaviv, so beloved to Hashem, that were called children of Hashem. Shenema bonim atem Hashem lokecha. The Alter von Kelm writes, when he talks about this Mishnah, Lemandas, in order for you to know, Musug Meroyev Chavivosh Yesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, to understand what it means to be so beloved by Hashem. Dovar Zeh Mevur B'mikra. It's really a Beferish Pasuk in Parashas Ba'alo Yischa. In Parashas Pasuk Yutes. In Parashas Ba'alo Yischa. A Moiridika Pasuk. It's the only Pasuk in the Torah that the Rabbeinu Shalom wrote 5 times, B'nai Yisrael. B'nai Yisrael is written there 5 times. The Pasuk says, the etnas ha-Leviim, I'm going to give them Leviim, Nesunim, La'aron, U'Levonov, so Aaron and his children, Mitoich B'nai Yisrael, La'avadas avoidas B'nai Yisrael, Bo'el Mayed, U'Lechaper al B'nai Yisrael, V'lo'yia B'nai Yisrael, Negev B'geshas B'nai Yisrael, La'akaydish. 5 times in one pasuk, the Torah wrote B'nai Yisrael. And Rashi already over there says, Chomesh pa'amim lo'idia chibosom, to tell us the love that Hashem has for his children. Zokta Alta von Kelm.
Kaviyochol k'moya av hasameach b'zochrei shem b'noi. Same way a father has joy when he mentions his son's name, that gives him a geshmak. So the same way a father has such simcha, the Rabbeinu Shloilam has such joy in his children Klal Yisrael, that b'meila chamesh pa'amim, five times he says, B'nei Yisrael, my kinder Klal Yisrael, lo'idia to let us know the love. Hayyuman ki yisuper. Could you believe what's being said? Avas ha'av leben, the tremendous love of the father to his kid that's being brought out here in the Pasuk. This is the love that a Yid has. In Hashem's eyes, how much Hashem loves us. And that's every Yid. And it's for that reason that the Rebbeinu Shem gave us this Gvalduka method of davening. Where when we daven, the Rebbeinu Shem set up the Bria in a way that his hands are locked and tied, that he can't say no to you. Every tefillah is bringing results and he's responding yes. Just everything has the calculations on historis Lashem Alekenu of how many miles it's going to take and the trip to LA, how many days of tefillah you need. Like the Medrash says, something is 40 days, something is 20 days, something is 3 days. Everything has its amount. But it's a whole different approach to davening. If you know Be'amunah Shalema, that Hashem will never say no, and every one of the tefillahs that come out of your mouth brings results, it's a whole different approach when you come to your davening, because you know your tefillah, Be'amunah Shalema, is bringing down a yes, and results bringing the goal closer. The Rebbeinu Shem should help us all be mechazik in this emuna of tefillah, and Be'ezer Hashem will all be mespalel. Now we're coming into the 3 weeks, and we want the Shiach, we want the Geula. If we all take it sincerely in daven, that the Geula should happen, with the emuna that we have in our tefillah, Be'ezer Hashem, we're going to bring the Geula.